This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Philippines has accused China of blocking fishermen from a disputed area of the South China Sea. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says they've done so by installing a floating barrier.
Footage released by the Philippine Coast Guard showed several Chinese vessels near the barrier, which Manila says is preventing Filipinos from entering and fishing in the area. A spokesperson said the Philippine Coast Guard and the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources strongly condemn the installation of the barrier in part of the Scarborough Shoal. China claims 90% of the South China Sea, overlapping with the exclusive economic zones of Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Beijing seized the Scarborough Shoal in 2012, forcing Filipino fishermen to travel further for smaller catches.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says they were allowed to return as bilateral relations improved markedly under Philippines then-president Rodrigo Duterte. But tensions have mounted again since his successor, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., took office last year. A surge of migrants crossing the U.S. border from Mexico into the city of El Paso in the state of Texas is believed to be more than 2,000 people a day. They are seeking asylum, but El Paso's mayor says the volume of people is exceeding shelter capacity and straining resources.
The city of El Paso only has so many resources, and we have come to what we look at a breaking point right now.
The crush of largely Venezuelan asylum seekers is part of a larger swell of immigrants who traveled dangerous routes on buses and cargo trains to Mexican border towns near San Diego, California, and the Texas cities of El Paso and Eagle Pass. This is VOA News. Skirmishes between gunmen and authorities in northern Kosovo were ongoing, according to Prime Minister Albin Kurti, hours after a police officer had been killed when a patrol was hit by an ambush involving firearms and explosives. The attack and ongoing firefight marks one of the gravest escalations in Kosovo in years, following months of mounting tensions and stalling talks between the government in Pristina and Serbia. New U.S. sanctions announced Friday will target an additional group of Haitians linked to gang violence in Haiti. Here's Sandra Lemire.
In his speech before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence.
Le quotidien du peuple haïtien.
Haitian's daily life is painful. That is why the Security Council, which has the power and the authority, must act urgently under Chapter 7.
While Henry was meeting with foreign leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, powerful gang leader Jimmy Chourizier hit the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, to put him on notice.
Today we are launching a battle against Ariel Henry. As we previously said, we're asking Haitians to mobilize.
Kenya has expressed willingness to lead the force, which will be comprised of police officers as well as some military personnel. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
Amid stalled progress on gun control legislation in the United States Congress, President Joe Biden announced the creation of a new federal office for gun violence prevention. He appointed Vice President Kamala Harris, a former prosecutor of gun homicide cases, to lead it. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakasera has this report.
The U.S. is the most heavily armed country, where there are 120 guns for every 100 people. According to data from the Giffords Law Center, more than 116 people here die from gun violence every day. On Friday, President Joe Biden decried the more than 500 mass shootings and over 30,000 gun-related deaths in 2023 alone.
Guns are the number one killer of children in America, the United States of America. More than car accidents, more than cancer, more than other diseases.
The move is supported by gun control activists, but slammed by arms industry lobbyists. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. Pictures, videos, stories, and more on the website. I'm Scott Walterman.